It is the weekday wake up on SVI Radio, Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And always appreciate it when Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon takes time out of his busy schedule to chat with us and talk to us about what's happening around the state of Wyoming. Governor, thank you for your time as we head into, I guess it's spring, right? I think this is a Wyoming spring, right?
Well, yeah. It should be a nice one. Hopefully you guys have had a little bit of snow, but where I am, where our ranch is, it's pretty darn dry.
Yeah, always looking for that moisture. Well, appreciate your time as always, Governor. Of course, we want to chat about the bills coming out of the legislative session, a budget year, and some big items to be discussed today. For a lot of Wyoming, property taxes was at the top of the list. So I think we start there and start with some of the bills that were passed that you did sign. Tell us about some of these property tax exemption bills that you signed that came out of the session and why you decided to sign those.
Yeah, well, and Duke, you know, in my state of the state, I talked about this being one of the biggest issues that Wyoming has really got to deal with, and that's what's happened because people are moving here and buying property, and I know Lincoln County particularly has really seen the incredible rise of assessed valuations because people find the property there such a darn beautiful place, and they really like to live there. So one of the things that I really spoke about, and I'm really happy the legislature passed, was House Bill 3. And what it says is if you're 65 or older and have paid property tax for 25 years in Wyoming, you get an exemption of 50% of a property value. So for those long-term residents in places like Star Valley, that through no fault of their own, the property taxes have gone up so substantially, as I know they have, all around Wyoming. For those people that are living on fixed income and so on, this gave them that exemption of 50%. So if you're 65 or older and have paid property tax for 25 years, you are 50% exempted from your property. That was a huge lift and I think a very valuable bill. We also extended, this was House Bill 4, we extended the property tax refund that had been pretty valuable. There were brackets, that were added in, the old bill that people could have taken advantage of and had taken advantage of, 125%. We added 145%, to it. The 165% bracket, I'll tell you what the income levels that are available for each of the counties here in a moment, but that 165%, the legislature didn't give me enough money to be able to do that if it was pulled out, so we did take that out in a line item veto. But if you're 145% of the median household income, that puts you in Lincoln County at $134,000 a year. So if you're up to $134,000 of income, you can get a property tax rebate, they're staged that way. So that seemed very valuable to meet the needs of people there. Of course, it's a little bit different in different counties. Teton County, for example, the median income there is $178,959, so $179,000 a year. You're still eligible for some rebate there. The other thing that I think was really important was House Bill 45. This made sure that we wouldn't see the, 10, 15, 20, 25% increases in assessed valuations. It now is capped at 4% a year on year. So we'll never see those anything more than 4%. Of course, it may mean that it'll take time to bring that back up to be parity, but that 4% was incredibly valuable. I really want to let people around the state know that the one thing that's coming up this fall on the ballot is a constitutional amendment, which will allow the legislature to set property tax differently for homeowners than it does for all other production. And let me, at Article 15, Section 11 of our Constitution, it talks about the uniformity of assessment required. This is how we tax. This is how it gets set. Gross production of minerals and mine products, that's number one. Number two, property used for industrial purposes and mine products in lieu of taxes on land. And then number three, all property and real and personal. So that's the catch-all that we find ourselves in. And if we pass that constitutional amendment, it'll allow us to create a new class, a subclass of property for homeowner property, which will allow us to do the reductions that House Bill 54 would have brought.
Absolutely. And that's something that item on the upcoming election, something our local legislators, of course, played a big part in pushing for and getting on the ballot this November. Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon on the air today with the weekday wake up. Governor, one tax bill I wanted to bring up that actually got a veto from you was the 25% tax reduction, Senate File 54. This is one that our own Senator Dockstetter wrote a column at in our local newspaper this week, saying he was really hoping would get across the finish line. Tell us why this one did not get your signature, but a veto.
Well, and like I said, that constitutional amendment would allow this to be permanent. The Senate File 54 was a 2-year temporary reduction, 25% on $2 million, the first $2 million of your home. And those taxes actually end up going to the county. And, you know, we were going to backfill from that bill, the proposed backfilling from the state. 2 years ago, we would not have been able to afford that. And that was one problem with that bill. The other problem with that bill, in my mind, was the fact that, and I guess I'm a staunch Republican, and that means I don't like taxes. And I particularly don't like taxes that I pay being used to pay somebody else's. So in this case, it would have taken mineral taxation revenues that we all benefit from, but it would have taken more of those and replaced the local taxes that were available there. And that's why I think it's so important we pass that constitutional amendment, because instead of just doing this, you know, every 2 years, or maybe it gets done again, maybe it doesn't. We actually set up a tax schedule that allows us to keep our property taxes low, and it is constitutionally appropriate. And because it's constitutionally appropriate, it can keep our property taxes permanently low. And that's the real reason that I pushed it. I understand everybody would love to have free checks coming in the mail. Believe me, I would too. But I just didn't feel that was the right way to go about it. It wasn't permanent. People would have been shocked in a couple of years to see it expire. We need to have permanent reform.
Well, I mean, Governor Mark Gordon on the weekday wake up today. Of course, Governor, it was a budget session. Any specific budget items related to property taxes or not that you took away from this session?
Well, I really want to congratulate the legislature. They fought hard. It was a little bit of a little bit different session than I've seen before. It was a little hard to get the budget across the line at the end. And there were some, from my standpoint, I've really always tried to stay within what the Constitution prescribes. Because of some circumstances this year, there were, capital construction, for instance, killed on the first day, of introduction. And that's important because there's projects that the state doesn't even pay for, but we have to have the legislature authorize so that, entities can use them. So community colleges, for example, maybe they have all the donations in place, to build a building or add on to a building. But it takes the legislature to authorize that before they can do it. So, you know, for me, I was a little bit disappointed that, and I think it's probably because of election years and, you know, wanting to point with pride and view with alarm, that sort of thing. I was a little bit disappointed that we ended up having to, just to do things that, are routine, be able to pull that capital construction bill into it. I did use my pen on the budget to get rid of a couple of what I consider to be earmarks. Wyoming has always been opposed to earmarks. We want to have bills that are clean and have one topic to them. That's something that's in our Constitution. I've been a stickler on that in the past, and I tried to stay too as much as I could practically this year on that as well. All in all, though, I think it was relatively successful. I'm very excited about the possibility of finally being able to get those subclasses from the constitutional amendment. And I know in our country, people are saying, well, that's the way that the legislature is going to be able to raise taxes. It won't be the way they do it. You saw in this year's legislature real commitments. You know, as I say, the three bills we talked about that I did sign, one that I had not talked about, which I think is also very, very important, was veterans exemption. We extended that for veterans. We extended relief there as well. So this legislature was committed to property tax reform. Being a conservative, I want to make sure that we do it within the confines of the Constitution.
Governor, one bill not related to property tax or the budget that drew some attention this year was House Bill 125, which would have repealed Wyoming's gun-free zones. Passed the legislature, was vetoed by you. Tell us about 125 and the gun-free zone bill.
Well, if you go back to that original doctrine of separation of powers, it's Article 2 of our Constitution. It really talks about each of the bodies having unique responsibilities. House Bill 125 kind of sprung up out of nowhere. It's obviously a very important issue for Wyoming. We've got school districts in Uinta and Park County that have spent quite a bit of time using the bills that have passed in the past to be able to bring it so you can have carry in their schools. This would have wiped all of that out. It would have wiped out the reserve to the legislature the only authority to be able to look at how guns could be handled. For me, we're looking at, in our state building commission, we're going to start building rules that we're going to have public comment on, and we're going to really work this issue to make sure that we have carry in the Capitol. We're going to look at it carefully for the state hospital, look at it carefully for the Wyoming Life Resource Center, for our Department of Family Services, Workforce Services, all of those places. So we're going to start working on the executive side, as we should. And the legislature can make sure that they maybe don't overreach as much as they were trying to in this particular bill.
Well, I'm Governor Mark Gordon. Governor, of course, there's always 1,000 topics we could discuss, but we're running short of time today. Anything else you'd like to end with here?
No, Duke, just thanks so much for this. I'll just stop because we always talk a little bit about energy. I want to make it, let people know that we've had some significant achievements here recently. You know, we've won a couple of lawsuits that require the ability to go ahead and lease some minerals. That's important. Our rig count's down to about 10 right now. That's compared to 33 before this administration came into being, this Biden administration. So we continue to fight on that front. But happily, what we did hear from Rocky Mountain is that they have finally decided that carbon capture is affordable. They've got a couple of pilot projects they're looking at, and they found it to be an affordable alternative on Bridger 3 and 4. That's an exciting development that finally says, you know, coal does have a future. Wyoming is in the leadership there. We've worked carefully with Governor Cox in Utah and Governor Little to make it clear that that we need to have domestic power to power our country.
So I'm with Governor Mark Gordon on the Weekday Wake Up. Governor, thank you for your time today.